Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I hope that this podcast will show that anger management is not all about take a deep breath and count to 10. So stay tuned as we explore that complex emotion of anger. On today's episode, I want to talk about something that almost seems to support the idea of anger. On the surface, it could be easily misused to justify our anger, so stay with me on this. I'm not trying to give you an excuse to stay angry or violent or controlling. Instead, I want to help you see things in a different way. That is the only way we're going to truly find a way past our destructive anger. We must change the way we see ourselves and the world around us. As you may have guessed from the title of this episode, I have a rather odd view on mistakes. I have an uncle who brought this idea to my attention. We were having a conversation not too long ago, and I said that I kind of felt like I had made a lot of mistakes in my life. I had done a lot of things wrong, and I was really beating myself up over all of the things that I had done that I felt were kind of wrong. And that was when he kind of gave me this idea of, you've never made a mistake. I had, in fact, only made the best decision I could make with the information I had available. At first, this seemed really kind of crazy to me, but as we talked, it really made more sense. We as a species are really programmed for self-preservation. So when we have a healthy mindset, we really are going to make the best choice we can. That doesn't mean that later on we won't have more information available that could ultimately prove that we have made a mistake. But at the time we made that choice, it wasn't really a mistake. We were really making the best choice we could, given the information we had. How does this idea relate to anger? It's really simple. We will get angry at ourselves or others when we are harmed by a decision. If we can change how we see these actions, we can really lessen our anger when we know that the other person only made the best choice they could with the information they had available, then we really are going to have less anger. It's going to just almost naturally flow that way. I do want to caution you all, though, not to take this as justification to do things that you know will be harmful or painful to others. This is not meant as a way to give you permission to be a jerk. It's also not meant to give you the impression that you are all perfect. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We will make mistakes. We all do these things that are wrong and hurtful. It's natural. What I want to do is point out with this that we need to forgive ourselves and forgive others and find understanding. We need to know that most people are only doing the best they can with the information they have at the moment. Next time you find yourself angry, hurt, or annoyed by a choice that someone else has made, think back on this. See if you can see how they might have been making the best choice they could at the time. When we can do this, we can change anger to empathy and at the very least acceptance. I found this quote and thought it was a great way to end this episode. We often get stuck in this spiral of hurt and anger. We get hurt by a choice we or someone else has made. And then we get angry. And then that leads to us hurting another person and thereby triggering their anger. And the cycle just continues. What this quote says is any action is often better than no action, especially if you have been stuck in an unhappy situation for a long time. If it is a mistake, at least you learned something. In which case, it's no longer a mistake. If you remain stuck, you'll learn nothing. That's a quote from Eckhart Tolle. So let's change our thinking from mistake to learning opportunities. See a slip as a chance to reflect and regain your footing on your journey to growth. In this way, we will no longer give up at the first setback, but instead learn and grow from it. Thank you so much for listening, guys. If you haven't, check out the website, angerpodcast.com. There's a lot of information on there. Leave me a review on iTunes, on Podchaser. Again, thanks you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon.
If you enjoyed this, please take a moment to leave me a review on iTunes. Find more ways to get in touch with me on my website at angerpodcast.com. There you can leave me comments and find great info about the show. That anger management crap can work for us all. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.